Hi, my name is Pam. Returning your call from customer. Thank you for calling customer service. How can I help you?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, sir. I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I've got a charge on my credit card, and that was made last night about 7:30. What is trendy? Is it trendy something?
Let me get your zip code and see what we charge you for, sir.
All right, 28734.
And your first and last name?
John Norris, and it was $56.95.
All right, Mr. Norris, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Do you know a Michelle Norris?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's okay. My wife.
All right, it's in her name. Can you verify the address for security purposes?
Yeah, we're at 50 Corundum Hill Road, Franklin, North Carolina.
Okay, 1 second.
She said she didn't think she's purchased anything.
All right, 1 second. Let me see what this is. My system's a little slow getting
okay.
Opening up the account, okay?
Yeah, and I mean, it could be sometimes you might get something. Yeah.
On May 6th, she signed up to win a KitchenAid mixer for just paying shipping and handling of $7.95.
Yeah, I saw that charge too.
Yeah, that's what it was. That she signed up for that. She don't call doing that?
Oh, let me ask her.
It was a $7.95. She might have took a survey and was
Did you okay a charge for $7.95 from Trendy Products for some mixer? On May 6th? Yeah.
A KitchenAid
Hold
mixer?
Hold on.
No.
A KitchenAid mixer? All right. She says that it was supposed to be free. She didn't know of a $7.95 charge.
It was $7.95, and it's an entry ticket to win the mixer. And
no,
it
she
also
did not do that. She did not do that. She said she didn't sign up to pay for anything. It was supposed to be free.
Okay, I'm explaining, sir. It never said free. It said pay just shipping and handling a chance to win a free KitchenAid mixer. So she had to pay the shipping and handling for the $7.95 for the entry fee for the KitchenAid.
So that covers the shipping and handling?
If she wins, yes. But it covers the entry ticket fee, too. And then it told her that she'd be enrolled in a membership for the online gadget store.
All right, let's do this. I want both those charges off my account.
Okay.
She said that she did not know there was supposed to be a charge. And this 56 something needs to come off.
Okay, sir.
So
I can do a 35% refund, but that is a valid charge because she didn't cancel within 48 hours. The membership.
Well, I'll dispute the charge on the credit card.
Yes, sir. Give me
They'll recourse the charges, and it gives you a bad name when you charge something that we didn't approve.
1 second, sir, while I get you refunded. But, sir, even if you disputed it, they'd give you a temporary credit, and then they would contact us. We'll send them the terms and conditions, and then that could be overturned. But I will give you a courtesy refund, but the term and conditions are clearly stated. 1 second. All right, so I'm refunding in full the $56.
The what was that?
The charge for $56.95 is fully refunded. It should go back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. It's canceled and you won't ever get charged again.
I won't dispute that one. Now, the $7.95.
That was the entry fee for what she signed up for to win the mixer.
All right. She said that she was not told there was a fee just to enter, that she would have to pay shipping and handling if she won.
No, sir. It says an entry fee for $7.95, and if she wins, she would only owe the shipping and handling fees if she won it.
So what you're saying is it's kind of like a raffle.
It's a sweepstakes, yes, sir, to win this mixer.
So you sell 10,795 tickets for a mixer? No, she did not approve that.
Sir,
she said she didn't.
You refunded for everything, but it was approved. We couldn't have got the information had she not put the information online. But I will refund it.
She said that she get this. She entered, but she said she was never told there was a charge for entering, just a charge for shipping and handling if she won.
That's not what it says, sir, but you're fully refunded for everything.
All right. And how long does it take? 10 days?
3 to 5 days, sir.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much. I didn't want to dispute the charge on the credit card without finding out what was going on. So
yes, sir. I
appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.